viikonloppu. Yläks viikonloppu on saanut vieraksen aikuisviihteen ammattilaisen, kansainvälisesti tunnetun pornotähden, jolla on miljoonia faneja. Ja hän esiintyy tänään lauantaina Turku Sex 2014 tapahtumassa. Jessie Jane, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
I'm just curious. What does it take to be a worldwide known porn star?
One, the right company to back you and market you, and really just treating this business as a business and branding yourself, and then being out on all the social medias and getting to know your fans and being personal with your fans.
How did you end up doing adult entertainment for your living?
You know what? I used to be a Hooters girl. And then
at Hooters?
I did. I worked at Hooters. And then, of course, that led into bikini modeling for Hawaiian Tropic. And, you know, instead of just going into the dancing thing, I just went straight into calling a company and said, hey, I want to be a porn star. And they flew me to L.A. The very next day, I had a contract. They never even saw me perform or anything. And they just signed me right away.
What do your parents think of your career choice?
You know what? Of course, at first, they were not happy with it. My dad is in the military. He's an Air Force guy. So, of course, that means all of his coworkers and friends would see me. And my mom was upset. But my dad and I don't talk about it, but we're cool. My mom, she doesn't care now. She saw how I treated it like a business and became this big brand and created, like, I was a businesswoman with it and wasn't just, oh, I'm going to have sex and party, blow my money away. I have nothing to show for it. And so, you know, they're cool with it.
How about your friends?
My friends love it. of course, my brother, you know, is like, yes, yes, that's what my sister does, but loves it. He tries to act like, okay, I don't want to hear about you watching my sister. But yeah, I get free hookups, like free tattoos, free this, saying, oh, I'll get something signed from my sister for you.
And I've understood that you have made quite a nice living for yourself.
You know what? I have done very well for myself because I just I'm smart with my money, and I'm a businesswoman. So you can't do this forever. So I always look at what's the next step ahead to know what I'm doing to prepare for what I'm going to do next for when I stop performing in front of the camera.
And back in 2005, you did the most expensive porn film of all time called The Pirates.
Yes.
And the rumor is that it cost like $10 million.
I'm not sure. I don't think it cost $10 million. It definitely cost a couple million dollars to shoot that, which has never been done in porn at all. And that one was a lot of work, you know, that actually created, because nothing, no porn was done like that with the CGI effects, the money put into it, the real Pirates of the Caribbean boat, and the just everything that went into that created a cult. Like it was all over the news, and especially in the States, that colleges were having porn watching parties and dressing up as like their favorite pirate and going crazy. Pirates was getting passed around everywhere, and then you couldn't sell it. In fact, to this day, I can go to store signings and stuff, and they're still selling the first Pirates.
It has become much more than just a porn film. It's like a phenomenon.
It's became a porn phenomenon. Filming that movie, we knew it took a lot of time too, because a porn you can shoot in 2 days. This porn took 34 days.
34 days?
Yeah, because it was all the action. You actually had to know the dialogue and the fighting scenes. And then we'd have to fly to Florida. So we did half of it in L.A. and half of it on the boat in the ocean. It was probably one of the funnest times I've ever had.
And talking about the porn industry, all in all, what are the salaries from less known performers to the biggest stars?
It just really depends, because the way the industry works, it's not like anything like, you know, actors. Like nobody in the porn industry, unless you own your own company, makes like a crazy amount of money. You know what I mean? You have to brand yourself and do it right. You have to own your own stuff. So you have performers who work for $300 or $400 or $500 a scene, which is crazy. But anybody and everybody's willing to do it because they're trying to be famous. And you're just not going to be famous. And anybody's looking to get out the cheap way. And then you have people who make, you know, $10,000 a scene, you know, and you have people who have contracts who make, like me, who make money per scene, and I get paid as a contract on top of that, so they can keep me exclusive.
Yle X viikonlopun vieraana on parhaimmillaan maailmankuulu pornotähti Jessie Jane, ja hän esiintyy tänään lauantaina Turku Sex 2014 tapahtumassa. Jesse, you're one of the most well-known porn stars in the world, and money is not a problem for you. You've made yourself quite a nice living. So what exactly it is that keeps you motivated and want to continue in this business?
I'm a very sexual person. I can't help it. I love sex. It's just something I love. And I mean, it's not even an act. Like, my friends are just like, you're crazy. I'm like, I love sex. I have sex every day. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so horny. And if I'm not, breaking out a toy or something. And I love it. And then I love traveling the world because I get to meet the coolest people. I get to see some of the most amazing places that a lot of people don't do. Meet, go to crazy parties. And what I'm motivated by is just like how long I've been in this industry, and most people don't stand a chance doing that. I've been in it 11 years, and it just motivates me that my fans like me that much, and I do it for them, you know? My fans are what motivates me, you know? And then I have sex for a living. I have amazing sex. Like, it's kind of hard not to be motivated to have really good sex and travel around the world and meet cool people. It's not a bad job to have.
Jesse, most adults have an idea what happens in porn films. But I, for example, I don't have a clue what goes down behind the scenes when the cameras aren't rolling. So what happens, for example, before the shoot?
You're really hanging out on set all days because people are having sex. You're just hanging out, like, catching up on your personal lives. And then me, like, when I know it's about go time, like, most girls don't eat. They'll eat breakfast and they won't eat. So you're like waiting. And I, like, the only thing I do to get ready is I go ahead and start before the scenes. I always get in trouble because I like to start making out with whoever I'm going to work with and everything, because I work with the same people. So we have a strong chemistry, or I've been caught, like, we started messing around before the scene. They're like, save it, your scene's next stop. And I met my makeup artist would always yell at me because I'd smear my lipstick. She's like, Jesse, stop it. And everything, or you're just goofing off.
So how important is it exactly to have good chemistry between the actors?
I have to, for me, I choose that. It's in my contract. I choose my actors and actresses. I have to have a chemistry with you. I can't fake it. I don't like to fake it. I show it on my face. Like, I can try to be very nice about it. If I don't have a chemistry there, it's not there, and you'll see it. It's not in my scenes. I'm known for my scenes that you'll never see me look at the camera. I come out looking a mess because I'm so into it, and my makeup's smeared, my hair is messed up, and I don't care because I'm having such a good time.
I was wondering, like, how long is an average career in adult entertainment? You said you have done this for 11 years.
I've been in it 11. Yeah. That's rare. Most girls are within 6 months to a year.
6 months or a year?
6 months to a year. You're out. If you're lucky, you get two. And if you're really lucky these days, you get like three.
How many films are people making in like 6 months?
You know what? A lot. That's the problem. See, if you want to, this is what a reason why it lasted so long too. It's called supply and demand. I shoot like 10 movies a year. So I have like barely over 100 movies out there, you know, and girls that have been in it for 6 months have more than what I've shot in the 11 years. So that's the problem. Girls come in, they want the money, they like the money, they get shot out, they're willing to do whatever, and then they start doing more things. But the thing is, because they're getting so much money so fast and they keep getting it because everybody's booking them because you're new, they're not realizing that they're getting shot out, and then they're blowing through that money thinking it's going to come, and then guess what? You get stopped, or you get caught up in the industry where, unfortunately, you do drugs or something, and then it ruins your looks, and you do it because you do it to be able to maintain doing some of the stuff you do on film that you really wouldn't normally do, but you're doing it for the money, and you already got shot out. They're like, well, I won't shoot you unless you do this, and then girls are desperate for the money, so they do it, not really wanting to do it.
How do porn actors protect themselves from sexual diseases?
We get tested. Well, at first we got tested every 30 days, and then to make it safer, it was you get tested every 14 days, and you get tested for everything, and it's public record, so you can see online everybody's test results. Always, every month, you can go back to make sure, you know they're clean. And then if you work for the company I work for and have to work with somebody like me, or there's a couple girls like Caden Cross and Stoya who are like me, and if you're gonna work with us, you get tested every 7 days because we want even closer results and everything. And that's just to be extra safe.
Do you regret anything you've done in your career?
I wouldn't say. The only thing I regret is I wish that I would have just had my own company first and came in not being with a company. But then I don't regret it in a way too, because just because they branded and marketed me so well. So I mean, they are a big part, obviously, which I'm thankful for, making me who I am. But I just wish that I did a little bit things different, so it wasn't crazy. So then I could have just taken over owning my own stuff.
Is the problem for you as a professional that most people watching porn online don't want to pay anything for the entertainment they get?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a problem?
I mean, it does bother me because it affects my industry, but then also, how are you to blame them? Like, it's saying, oh, here, watch it for free, and the people that are putting it on there for free apparently don't care. Porn's always going to be a multi-billion dollar industry, because no matter when there's a recession or the economy goes bad, people turn to liquor and porn. That's what they do. But what's killing the industry is the same thing that happened to the music industry. It's the internet. You can get all the things for free, which is like killing everybody and all the artists, which is making everybody go away. And why pay for it when you can get it for free? That's what's happening to porn. So all these companies who used to be there are now gone. Everything, and because all these people are trying to do this, and then everybody, for some reason, like, I don't care what people say about porn, everybody tries to be a porn star, because you know what, even if you don't leak it out there, all these amateur people trying to get their things on there, you're making porn movies at home, don't lie, between you and your boyfriend, you and your wife, you know, you at least have the own fantasy. It's a fantasy to do a porn star. But now, like, with people doing that on all these free sites, they're just wanting people to watch. It's definitely taken down the industry of a good quality, like, you know, good porn.
Jane, thank you very much for visiting Yle X Viikonloppu. If there are still some people wondering if they should go to the Turku Sex 2014 this weekend and today, this Saturday.
Yes.
Why should they go there?
They should come to see me and say hi. It's my first time here. I want to meet everybody. I'm actually going to do a performance on stage. So come check it out and come show me a good time and come say hi, because I'd love to meet y'all.
Yle X. Viikonloppu.